Good day, Shabbos. With Be'ez Hashem, going to begin Shia number 143 in the Sfarim Zelek Pliskin. And we're going to talk about when people have a difficult day. How do you deal with that? And how to maintain self-confidence when that occurs? Because everyone has days that are difficult. Some people have more often difficult days. Some people have less often difficult days. Sometimes a day can be so difficult that everyone would consider it a difficult day. You went through a real rough patch. Not just a difficult day, a difficult month, a difficult tkufa. And Hakaras HaTayv is one of those things that if you work through, will be easy to cope with those harder days. A difficult day is just one day in a person's life. You have to take one day at a time. It's not the complete picture of a person's life. And let's say a person has a lot of difficult days. Still, one can develop a self-confidence to think wisely about his life, even if it's somewhat of a difficult life. Because every day can be viewed as having many opportunities for moments of spiritual greatness. And from that perspective, the more difficult the day is, technically, the greater you can become when you think at your best, or you're trying your best to think at your best and speak at your best and act at your best. And that itself will make you feel better despite the pain that you're experiencing during the course of that day. Of course, joyful days, happy days are more fun than difficult days. And of course, serene days, menuchas hanefesh days, are more conducive to feeling better. Peaceful days are pleasant. But whatever day we have to recognize our neshama has opportunity to be elevated, to grow in all situations, in all types of days, in all types of feelings that you're going through that particular point in time. Just like every season of a year is unique, so too every day of life has a special aspect to it. There's no one day like the other. Darizal says this. That's why every tefillah is precious. No day is like the other. It's one of the famous Arizal's quotes that the Chaim Vital writes. No hour is like the other. No tefillah is like the other, which means like this. A mincha today and a mincha yesterday, two different worlds. Ashrei is the same. The Shemayna Esrei is the same. But it's two different worlds. It's also preferable not to judge an entire day at once. One moment at a time, one moment at a time. If you do that, you'll see a lot of successes and a lot of bracha and a lot of growth, even in a very difficult day. Every moment you choose to live in a way where you decide how I'm going to think, how I'm going to speak, how I'm going to act in any given moment. In any given moment. And in that moment, it makes no difference what the previous moments were or how the later moments will eventually be. It makes no difference because we have free will to choose our next thought and our next word or our next action and have the self-confidence in the intelligence and wisdom of Hashem that gives us at every moment to make better choices. Let me give you an example of what I mean that left a tremendous impression. I think it's in Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen. It's very famous. The Chofetz Chaim says sometimes, the Chofetz Chaim says that sometimes you may be davening Shemoneh Esrei, and then you realize you said it by rote, and now it's Sim Shalom, and you wake up. And you have such chalisa shadash. You feel so terrible because you realize you just basically rattled off Shemoneh Esrei with very little thought. And you wanted to really daven with kavana. And it slipped. And now it's Sim Shalom. And you're all broken because your whole Shemoneh Esrei, most of it, 95% of it, you're by Sim Shalom already, was without kavana or very little kavana. And you feel terrible about it. Chofetz Chaim says, you pick yourself up. He doesn't say these words, but I'm just adding to it, is you could think in your mind, Hashem, what was. The Sim Shalom, once you woke up, I'm giving an example where you woke up by Sim Shalom as an example. I'm going to make my Sim Shalom beautiful. And I'm going to make my Elikan Itzar beautiful. And the Yirat and Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Mehera B'Yameinu. I'm going to make that beautiful. And the Yetzer is going to say, well, you blew 95% of Yishmoyne Esrei. And the Yetzer Tov is going to say, so what? I'm with Hashem, and this 5% I'm taking with me. Chafetz Chaim is a mashal there where you were selling apples and someone kicked the stand open and all fell down. And these people that are thieves started taking the apples and running away with it. And the one who owns the apples was screaming and very distraught. Finally, someone calls out, quickly, quickly, just go grab the apples you can grab. At least that is yours. So let's say you had 50 apples, 50, and they all rolled all over the place and people stole them. And they stole and they grabbed. But you and the person helping, we could grab 15. We could save 15. 15 out of the 50 we could save. Don't just sit back and wail. If you sit back and wail, you lose all 50 apples. If you just work and just grab what you can grab, and I'll help you grab what I can grab, we could at least salvage 15 of the 50. Maybe even 20 of the 50. Don't give up. Do what you got to do. Same thing over here. You tell Hashem, whatever happened till Shimshon happened, Hashem is meichel me for that too, if I do tshuva. I'm sorry. Next time I'll have more kavana. Hashem is meichel you. But now you have some shalom. Grab onto it. You see, what happens is the Yetzer says, what's some shalom worth if everything till now I didn't have kavana? But no, you strengthen yourself. And now you do sim, shalom, place, peace, chen, v'chesev, rachmim, and so on. Barchenu avinu kulanu ka'echad. Bless us all together. Because with the light of your face, you gave us Torah's Chai and the Ahavas Chesed. And again, this takes courage. Because the Yetzer Hara is going to say, you blew 95% of your Shemayne Esrei. You blew it. And you tell the Yetzer Hara, I didn't blow it. Why? Ki ba'ar panecha nasata l'lanu l'Hashem l'keinu Torah's Chai and the Ahavas Chesed. You give us the Torah of life, a love of Chesed. How precious are those words. It makes no difference that you blew 95% of the Shemoneh Esrei. Right now I know you're giving us Torah's Chayim V'Ahavas Chesed. That's how you do it. That's how you fight through a difficult day. That's how you fight when the Yetzer Hara robbed 95% of Yishmoneh Esrei. That's the way you do it when you feel you're robbed because you're having a difficult day. You take those precious moments and seize on it. And they're treasures forever. Sometimes when you have a difficult day, one way to get around it is to think of things that are humorous that will help you feel better. It helps you smile. It creates a biochemistry that makes you feel better in general when you're having a hard time. And you ask other people, you know, that you could be close with, how do you deal with difficult days in your life? What have other people done or said that helped them deal with the difficult days in their lives? Some people said that some of the most interesting and exciting days in my life were the days I first found difficult. And they turned out to be much better than I would have imagined. That happens a lot. Something happens like a monkey wrench in your day. Oy vey, what's going to happen? And then you look back at the day. It wasn't so bad. Not only wasn't so bad, it was so interesting. Let's say the car broke down and you're stuck on the road and someone that helps you AAA and you have to go with the... We had this once, for example, on the way back from vacation. We got stuck in Staten Island. We had to call the road service. And then they came and hooked up our car and they took us to whatever to fix it. And it was an experience. We didn't exactly... weren't thrilled. But we learned things from the conversation we had with the driver and other experiences. You could make... It becomes more interesting when you, like, sort of shift it. It happened. There's nothing I could do about it now. Let's make the most of it. And other people said that even if they found a specific day difficult, they knew from experience that a good night's sleep sometimes helps them wake up more refreshed on the next day. And they feel better. And they really start to feel better. And they feel more self-confident. That they'll be able to think of solutions for the aspects of the day that they found difficult. Newer perspectives come forth. that help transforms the way they look at the experiences that were originally challenging for them. An anecdote he brings down is, he asked somebody who was a very spiritual person, how do you deal with a difficult day? Difficult day, he said with a puzzled look on his face. There aren't any difficult days. There are just days that are more challenging and there are days that are less challenging. By the way, as I'm reading this, I realize something. That makes no sense at all if you think about it. He said, I don't have difficult days, I just have challenging days. Now, wait a minute, aren't they the same thing? The answer is the vocabulary means a lot. Difficulty means it's really, really difficult, working very hard through it, having a hard time. Challenging, the word challenging, if you use it the right way, that word. You could also think challenging equals difficulty. You say what the difference is. But challenging has within that word, even though it's only an English word, an opportunity. The word challenging always is connected very often with opportunity. You could say I had a challenging day and you mean it in a negative way, challenging and it's blah. But challenging very often, when people say that word, they say it was challenging, but I learned something. Challenging, but inspiring. Challenging, but a lesson was learned. So there are days that are challenging, there are days that are less challenging. And the difficulty in any given situation or day is just the way a person's mind perceives that situation or day. And then when I realize that all is the ultimate good, then a greater challenge gives me great opportunity to continue to develop my character traits. I don't ask for challenges. I'm not on that level. We always ask, right? We don't want challenges. Halavai, all of us should not have challenges. Certainly, halavai, all of us should not have difficult challenges. But I realize that once it's here, it's up to me to make it easier and more enjoyable or to make it more difficult. That awareness makes it easier to cope with whatever Hashem sends my way. So again, that's also in the Teichacha, it's always a puzzling thing. Tachas HaShalo Yavadis Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha. Right? Hashem makes Simcha such an important ingredient in Avodas Hashem. And everyone asks the same question. There's so much difficulty sometimes in life. B'Simcha? What do you mean B'Simcha? But B'Simcha doesn't mean that you're like dancing like Simchas Torah with joy all the time. But it means that all through life, you feel there's a purpose to life. You're bringing out your potential of your neshama's calling. That gives you a certain satisfaction. It gives you a certain inner simcha. So that even on Tisha B'Av, where it says, "Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha," you have less simcha on Tisha B'Av, in Av, and certainly Tisha B'Av, where Tisha B'Av, on the open, revealed way, you're Bavelis, you're not smiling, you're crying. Or someone's Cholila sitting Shiva, crying, Levaya, crying. But there's an inner simcha. Now, how do you make sense of that? Someone crying by a levaya while someone dancing by a chasan. Look at these two images, the same tzaddik. Is the simcha level the same? The answer is, on a chitzanius external level, it may not be so, right? Look at the contrast between Tisha B'Av and Simchas Torah by an Erlich Yid, a tzaddik. A tzaddik Simchas Torah is dancing with the Sefer Torah and dancing and is happy and is smiling, his face is beaming. And on Simchas Torah is on the floor crying. So the external manifestation of Simcha, totally opposite. But the inner panemius of Simcha, very much the same. Okay, if you hear Shulchan Aruch, here there's a Marbe B'Simcha by Adar, and certainly Simchas Torah too, even though it's not Adar. And by Tisha B'Av, you see him, it's Mematin. So there is a smaller degree, okay? But nevertheless, that Simcha is filling up the inside of that person. It's hard for us to understand, but it's something we need to train ourselves to feel that nuance. You could be Tisha B'Av, crying, Emistika Avelis, heartbroken from the Churban and the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, there's an inner, powerful simcha. Yes, simcha. The simcha of being alive. The simcha of having the opportunity to cry on a Beis HaMikdash that is alive too, that will be rebuilt. That's the idea. So that's how we cope with difficult days. But may Hashem help that we should have very, very few of them. Only good days, only easier days. But the key is, maybe Hashem's telling us, you want to have easy days? Then learn everything you can from those easier days. Why does it have to be, Hashem says, why does it have to be that the only way you could learn things from me is when I give you difficult days? You think I want to give you difficult days? I don't want to give you difficult days. I want you to know me through joy, through happiness, through easiness, through bracha. Why do I have to give you pain and difficulty for you to wake up, to turn towards me and ask my help? Don't wait for that, and I won't need to give you those difficult days very often. Turn to me when things are going well. Thank me when things are well. And with God willing, with that schus and awareness, none of us should suffer through difficult days. May Hashem give us only bracha and nachas and wonderful days, all the days of our lives. Mikano abo, and we should be zeicha to all joyous days. When Mashiach comes, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. Bracha v'atzlacha.